South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. New SD Property Records search tool consolidates owner, deed, and lien data. A centralized size South Dakota property record search platform now lets users look up owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens in one place. SD real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client research without jumping between multiple county databases or record systems. Bookmark 8southdakota.propertychecker.com/ for your next property transaction research. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. New SD Property Tax Portal launches for homeowners. South Dakota has launched sdproptax.info, a centralized online portal for property tax information. Real estate professionals can direct clients to this official SD resource for accurate tax assessments, payment status, and appeals guidance. Bookmark htsdproptax.info/ to share with buyers and sellers during transactions. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. SD Real Estate Commissions. What pros need to know for 2024? Redfin's guide breaks down everything you need to know about South Dakota real estate commission rates in 2024, including typical costs and factors that affect pricing. Understanding current commission structures helps SD real estate professionals stay competitive and transparent with clients in an evolving market. Review the full breakdown to ensure your commission strategy aligns with 2024 market expectations. 8s.iredfin.com/blog South Dakota Real Estate Commissions. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most SD jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.